Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this week we got a good one for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a good, it's one of our patented good episodes.
Because today we're asking the important questions like, how would you market the pin particles?
So Johnny Pym, by which I mean Aaron Cross, by which I mean Yellow Jacket, by which I mean someone has come to the Plumbing Boys.
Hank,
I guess we've got a
Pym?
Sign out the front of our
yeah,
store.
Yeah, did you mean Hank Pym?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because doesn't in the movie in First Ant-Man.
Yeah. I'll take it from here. Hank Pym invented particles that make things either very big or very little.
Yes.
And Hank Pym in the movie doesn't want to sell them. Mm-hmm. In this Plumbing the Death Star, he wants to sell them.
In the canon of this episode, yes.
He wants to sell them. He's sick of getting little.
Yeah, and he's seen, we've got a store that says, boys killed, economy's fixed, oozes marketed.
It's like, hey, I don't have...
It's not a traditional ooze, but...
Hank Pym, he's just like, look, I understand that some piece of shit is going to try and steal this and give them the Hydra or whatever. So instead of that, you boys, help me out. Maybe we can come up with a better idea than just, I don't know, hoarding it for my wife, my daughter, and the guy she's fucking.
I hear you boys only cost $5 each, so that seems like a good deal. Exactly, sir. The price of a foot long. No, a 6-inch sub. A bad one.
Yeah, with no trimmings and like just the meatball
basic
sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know if the deal's still running, but have you bought a hot dog from Subway yet?
No, it's fucked up. I haven't, though. I really got to buy one of those sub dogs.
Yeah. We got to find, okay, so this is a two-part episode. Part one, we got to do whatever we're talking about. Yeah. Two, we got to get to the bottom of sub dog. Are they still available?
I think you can still get a sub dog.
Okay. Well, I got a great idea for lunch.
Yeah. Sub dogs for the gang.
Sub dogs.
Sub dogs. Okay, so first thing I'm thinking, speaking of dogs, is we invent a new hot dog called hot dog dog.
Hot dog dog. Okay.
Which is a hot dog made of smaller hot dogs. So it kind of looks like writhing pink maggots in the bun.
Okay. Why are they writhing?
And why is this good?
It's a new texture.
Okay.
No, it's not.
But
lots of little hot dogs would be a new texture for a kind of hot dog.
Wouldn't they crumble?
What do you mean?
Well, if you've got like a lot of mini hot dogs,
yeah.
How are you sticking them to each other?
No, I'm not sticking to each other. I'm just like pouring them into the bun like a chili dog.
Yeah,
so you've made mints?
Yeah, so you've invented mints? Or, alternatively, shredded ham? Like the ham that goes on the pizza?
Yeah, it's more similar to shredded ham than mints. They're not that small.
How small are we talking?
We're talking about the size of
a shredded ham,
a tiny of a rice.
So it is kind of like that. Is more mince.
Yeah, that's definitely rice is little.
No bad ideas in the brainstorm.
That's true. It's true. No bad ideas in this brainstorm.
So you've basically made rather than a hot dog. So you open a hot dog bun and then you just scoop in this
little hot dogs.
Yeah, but it's just.
But then you've killed more. You've killed more thing. To make the hot, so you like basically say a hot dog takes how many like a thing? Let's just say it takes, I don't know, the equivalent of like the arm or leg of one pig.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And the asshole. You've got to remember the asshole. Yeah.
So you've got that. And now we've gotten trunking that down. And now you're like in one scoop, if they're rice size, one hot dog has a lot of.
It's going to have to cost a lot to buy this hot dog.
Yeah.
We're talking like a $50 hot dog.
What is better about this?
Wait, hang on. $50, that's underselling it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's undercharging.
$100 hot dog.
Like, because imagine, like, how much you're paying for a regular hot dog?
Like $3.50?
$3.50. Now, do you think how many little hot dogs are going to be in this hot dog bun?
How much of that $3.50 do you reckon is actual dog versus the rest of stuff you get with a hot dog?
I reckon the overhead of an actual hot dog cannot be that much. So it's probably like, 50 cents for a hot dog?
50 cents for a hot dog. Now, how many hot dogs you think are going to make your big hot dog?
Probably like 1,000 or
so. So 50 cents times 1,000, and then that's just cost price.
Okay. My hot dog idea? Bad idea.
Okay. I think that you, like, yeah, it is. It is one of your patented bad ideas.
Yeah. I reckon we could spin around to a good one.
Well, I got a good idea that's similar.
Okay.
But good.
Uh-huh.
And also the opposite, I guess. Uh-huh. Cooking sucks shit.
Yeah, okay.
It's boring. You can fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
Who cares? But you need to eat to live.
Yes. That is one of the raw deals of being alive, yeah.
What if you could just make your food big, make a little thing, get a real big meal prep for a week?
Oh, okay. So you got to cook once.
Yeah, I understand that meal prep often is just also cooking once.
Yeah. So you're imagining I make one spaghetti, a spaghetti for one.
Let's
make huge. No.
Well, let's go back to like hot dogs. I think it's easy because one encased bit of meat, right?
Yes, that's very true. It's the best unit of food.
Yeah. So you cook up the hot dog, then embiggen it.
And you don't have to cook your hot dogs easy. You just throw that in boiling water. Yeah.
So then you embiggen it, and then you dice it up into smaller hot dog. Like regular hot dog shaped hot dog.
Or you could kind of have a hot dog steak. Yeah. It'll be kind of like a ring of hot dog.
Yeah.
It's so funny to imagine you coming into work and unwrapping that as your lunch. Just a ring of hot dog meat.
Now, I have a question.
Yuck, dude.
So one hot dog.
Yeah.
What if I cut it, like made it big enough that it's like burger patty size?
Then you got to make a whole burger.
Fuck!
You should have just bought a burger patty.
God damn it!
But like, it's same kind of concept. You have like a burger, you make the burger, you biggin it.
Uh-huh.
Cut it
and
up
then
like
you cut
pizza.
It up into pizza and you have a meal for 8 days. Now, is, say, a burger after the 8th day good?
Okay.
The reason why meal prep tends to be good is because
you make
chili.
Yeah.
It's like a big pot.
Well, if you made a big chili, is that good?
Well, no, because then I'm getting...
You're getting huge bits of mints.
But then also, that's a normal thing to do already.
But now it lasts, I guess, even longer, and you could eat like a bit of mince like an apple.
Yeah.
My question, though, is...
Why is that yuck, but little hot dog...
Little hot dogs would be
writhing.
Awesome. Writhing hot dogs would feel cool going down your mouth. A big bit of mince would be gristly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you imagining?
Little writhing hot dogs is going to feel great writhing around the back of my throat.
Yeah, it's going to feel awesome. It's going to be a fun texture.
What
it'd be
do you
like
mean?
Eating nerds.
No.
It's savory.
No,
it wouldn't.
Nerds or like are hard. It'd be like eating lots of grains of uncooked rice. That rides.
For some reason.
Kind of like, I guess, eating hard worms.
Or maggots.
Or maggots, actually.
How
actually,
awesome.
A fistful of maggots is probably the most
maggots
close
are like
to
hot dogs. If maggots tasted like hot dogs, we'd be eating maggots.
How do you know maggots don't taste like hot dogs?
No, because they taste like peanut butter.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's a grub up in Northern Territory.
Oh, yeah, but that's not a maggot. That's a witchetty grub.
Yeah, what did you guess?
I've eaten one of them, and it did taste like peanut butter.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you shove them there?
Yeah,
like,
why don't you eat more of those?
Hand over fist with those bad boys.
The texture's good, according to you.
Yeah.
The texture's not little like a tiny hot dog. So it's more like a kind of fat, sloppy worm.
So what if we got a bunch of witchetty grubs, shrunk them,
that'll
bought
them
in a hot dog, then and here you go. There's your fucking peanut butter texture good.
Well, if somebody does that, I'll eat it. Until then, we're going to have to make a lot of tiny hot dogs to make a hot dog, okay?
All
right. I'm trying to think of what food I could make big.
Yeah, because let's talk about a chili, because...
Yeah.
So you got chili on the stove.
Yeah.
You shoot that with the pimp particles.
It gets big, breaks
Does
my
the
stone.
Pot get big or just the chili, well, which I mean, then overflows into the kitchen?
I have to make it in a bath.
Yeah.
John Lucia's bath.
It's good meal prep.
I'm imagining that in a jar at a store. Mm. Ew.
It's like, yeah, because you have like handful-sized bits of mince.
Yeah.
Beans the size of, I
like
guess,
an apple.
And again, once again, most of these things are the size of an
but
apple.
But that's the thing. Like the good
big
of an
onion apple.
The good of a chili.
Yeah. Is you eating all of that at the same time, yeah.
If your meal prep was one big bean.
Also, my question here is, when you large in these things, do you still get the same nutritional value? Because when it comes to like growing and like, I think it's crops real, when they have, say, a big tomato, the reason why, like, it's a huge tomato can feed, like, but it doesn't, because it doesn't have the steak.
Yeah.
It only has a certain, like, limit of nutritional value.
And it's like how you get a big chicken breast, it's more likely to have that kind of woody texture. Making something bigger is not always better.
But this isn't naturally growing bigger.
That's true.
That's true.
But you're not adding any more nutrition. You are making it, but you're adding mass.
Yeah,
the proteins are bigger.
Ant-Man famously claims that it's actually just shrinking and expanding the gap between the particles, but that
is not true.
But it's not true in
but
the
if
movie.
But if that is true, then it's definitely not getting...
No.
I mean, you're getting
but
real
also,
fucked up eating 1,000 hot dogs.
No, because it's... if that is true, also Ant-Man can't run on a gun, because then a man's holding a pistol,
with
and all
a
of a sudden there
heavy.
Is an 85-kilo man running down his arm, and he's still shooting.
And if you make a like a pinto bean that's the size of an apple, it's going to be so light.
Yeah.
And also, if Ant-Man become big man, when he steps on a car... Well, it's just like a man stepping on a car. A little bit dented.
A little bit. And also when Hank Pym shrinks his laboratory down and then just wheels it away.
No.
You can't do that. Yeah. And when Thomas the Tank Engine gets big,
yeah.
it would not burst through the wall.
No,
it would
just donk against it.
Yeah. Well, it would break, I guess.
It would just shatter. Yeah. Okay.
So I guess that's, a lie.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess something else is happening.
Something awesome is going on where it gets a new mass at a new size. They're adding matter to it, I guess, somehow.
Yeah, so I guess you would be...
Well, what about something that doesn't necessarily have... Okay, so what if we just make it like...
What about a steak?
Are you making it big or little?
Big.
Why are we making any food little?
Well, I don't know. It's snack on the go. Eat a steak. Like,
why is that good?
Well, if
show any working. Just I will take any explanation at this point.
I just want everyone to know just the look that me and JD are giving Jackson right
It's
now.
So withering. So, okay. I know we just...
It's like you've come in and like, I've done the report, and it's just like a picture of like your morning shit, and we're like...
I've given you the wrong report.
And this is meant to represent what?
So,
Jackson, I get that it's cool just to say shit. It's fun just to open and close your mouth and push air out. But unfortunately, words... do have consequences.
Well.
And we'd like to know why shrinking a steak is a good snack.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I know we just spent some time establishing that they don't retain their mass or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But if they did, then you need a lot of energy quickly. You're down a steak. You can do it on a run.
Yeah.
No, because if you're going he's saying the mass is the same.
Okay.
Which means that, I'm just going for a run. I'm just going to quickly slop down 600 grams of meat. Mm.
Look, to your credit.
Good for astronauts.
How?
What are you
doing?
Saying shit is cool.
To your credit, there is
fucking great on submarines.
Probably would be good on submarines.
Like, actually, would be. No, no, it would.
Easy
Hang
to
on.
Store?
Hang on. Can you slow down your bullshit?
Yeah, because Jackson's like, because if it retains the mass, then it would be good here. But if it does retain the mass, it'd be good here. We're like, neither of those makes sense.
I want to investigate astronaut submarines in a second, but right now, I'm like, for your, like, I need mass quickly, or I need, like, calories quickly.
Exactly.
So if it keeps the same amount of calories, like, because, like, for example, you're a marathon runner a bicycle courier or something
Don't
like that.
Don't say, like this is what you were thinking.
you need to quickly like down a lot of calories. And there are some things like, you should know a guy who was like a courier, a bicyclist, I think in London.
Cyclist?
Yeah.
Bicyclist?
You could be both.
Yeah. a bike courier? And yeah, like they would be doing so much like exercise and so much like burning so much calories. It was like going to those
awesome quads.
Very awesome. But like going into like a convenience store and being like, oh, how many calories is in this like, you know, tiny milkshake thing? And it's like 1,000 good. Slamming it
exactly.
Back. So some, for someone like that, a very specialized few people.
Or if you climb an Everest.
If you climb an Everest.
Because like it's not much weight if the steak's the size of a pill.
So for things like survival. And things like trekking, things like where you need, where space is really, very, very, very limited.
Yeah.
So going for a hike, going up, Everest, mm-hmm. an astronaut, even going in a submarine.
In a submarine, Joel Dusha, as you suggested.
Yep. So if they do keep the caloric count, if they are very much like, yes, this is good for calories, yes, shrinking them. But the question remains is if you then pop one, are you full or do you have to basically big it up before you consume it?
Yeah, because...
Or do you point it at your belly and then you big it up?
No, that seems dangerous.
Well, yeah, because I think the way we're going to have to look at it is because, like I said, the movie does lie to us.
Yeah.
And it is bold to just say that and then show the opposite.
That's not true, yeah.
The whole time. If it's keeping its nutritional content... I'm assuming it's also keeping its mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's not keeping its nutritional, if it's not keeping its mass, it's not keeping its nutritional content. I think that's probably the fairest way to look at it.
Yes, so when you're smalling it, it loses
every. You got to eat a lot of steak.
You got to eat a lot of steak and hope someone doesn't quickly, like, you know, makes it big again.
Yeah. Your belly will explode.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
But if you give the astronauts the big ray.
Yeah.
Nope, because then they're still eating a full-grown steak in space. That's not a good idea.
Why not?
How do you eat steak?
With a knife and fork?
In space.
Yeah.
They have special astronaut food for that exact reason.
Isn't the special astronaut food simply because it's like the weight and setting it up? Like it's more.
I don't know.
Someone stuck a sandwich into space once.
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it depends because like a lot of, when it comes to like say, sending people to space, a lot of the stuff really goes into the weight because you have to, you know, make it break the atmosphere, right? So it's kind of like everything that you are adding to it requires a certain level of force for it to actually like break free of gravity, right? So the more mass there is, the harder it's going to be.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if we're having
why don't we just shrink the whole spaceship?
Okay.
Shrink the whole spaceship.
Yeah.
Send it into space. Is it going to burn up in the atmosphere quicker or slower or not at all?
Well, what you could do
why does the atmosphere burn things up when they go up?
Isn't it angles?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
We shouldn't be suggesting this without knowing.
Am I a rocket scientist?
No. No. I just, because you were like, you need, the more mass you have, the harder it is to get into space, to get the rocket up there.
Yeah. Well, and this is why I think there is like the theory, which is like, if we say... sent, you know, fuckos up to space with like material to then build something in space. So like, you know, like an extra sort of launching pad or whatever it is, then we can kind of explore deep space quicker.
So
if we get the building materials and shrink them
Make them tiny, give them a PIM gun. Joel Dusha's done some.
Rockets are built to withstand the atmospheric forces as they leave the atmosphere, but this is nothing on the scale of re-entry. So...
leaving's easy, coming back hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then, like...
tell that to Challenger or whatever. Tricky. The two horrific rocket disasters that claimed the lives of innocent people. One of them exploded on exit and one exploded on re-entry.
And re-entry, yeah.
Yeah, killed a lot of spiders, the second one.
Oh, that's sad.
Bad day to be a spider.
No, I think that one, they were doing an experiment... to see how spiders like spun web in zero gravity. Oh. I know this because my girlfriend at the time, they
was a spider.
Was a spider.
she was very torn up.
She was at like the school where they could like they sent like a link up. The students could talk to those astronauts.
What?
And then they died.
Oh no!
Whoa!
That's extra fucked up because that one, they knew they were going to die.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know
going up, but
No. The moment they got into space, NASA were like, they're not going to survive re-entry.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they tell the astronauts?
No.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Because the damage, so when the rocket took off.
Oh, no.
The damage sustained.
And they were just like, oh, okay, you're fucked, basically.
But then you don't want to tell the astronauts that and have them panic, I guess.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then, sure.
Which is crazy that they're then like, yeah, let's get them to talk to kids.
Yeah. Talk to kids.
What about using PIM particles
for
travel?
Okay.
So hear me out.
Okay. It's great for you because you want to go in a drain and talk to a rocket.
Oh, yeah. It's great for me. This is, if these become commercially available,
what
my
travel?
Life.
I was thinking, okay, we could do this, and now you're going down a drain.
No, I'm personally going down a drain, okay? Okay.
That's not how you're marketing it.
That's not how I'm marketing it. That's how
I... You
can
travel wherever you want. You can go to hit X, Y, down a drain.
Down a drain, maybe. I'm skimming a little PIM particles off the top to ride a rat around the sewers, okay? To become sort of a sewer barbarian or whatever. But so accommodation, tricky, as you know, space is difficult. Don't have the space or whatever. It's expensive to build a building. Having a tiny building and you go to a country gets shrinked really little. Mm-hmm. Like the block that has a hotel on it, if you could shrink everybody, could have 40 hotels on it.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Right. Okay. For real estate, I don't know why I went for travel, but for real estate,
what if?
Yeah.
I like this, but you're thinking too small.
Okay.
What if we made the whole world a little bit smaller?
Okay. Why?
More space.
What?
More space for everybody.
All the people on Earth a bit smaller.
Oh.
I thought you meant
shrinking
the
Earth. I was like, just seems like it would make it more crowded.
Yeah,
shrink all of us and maybe some animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
some animals?
Yeah.
Leave the dogs huge.
And rats for the delicious rat meat.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, if I am a small little wee dude, and then we kill a regular size, say, rat, is that going to feed us?
You're eating good for months.
For a while, yeah.
If you make rat jerky, I guess. Yeah.
So...
And okay, maybe shrink, make it less gross.
What would happen to the world if every person went like the average size of a human being shrunk down to 6 inches? Would that be mass extinction?
Well, this is a plot of downsizing, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like if we all downsize.
Yeah.
Well, then no one's downsizing because we're all downsized.
That's true. If everybody's downsized,
no one's downsized. And then I guess real estate prices go down.
No, well, they stay the same.
They stay the same. You're just paying with tiny dollars.
That's the one condition of shrinking, everyone. We're going to rename dollars tiny dollars.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're tiny. Mm. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, well, you could do it. There's a lot of infrastructure to...
But also...
You can shrink the infrastructure.
Yeah, but even if you do shrink the infrastructure, people are going to be like, all right, my house was $1 million, and now we're shrunk, it's still $1 million.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's just more space around you, but also not really.
If I am the rich and wealthy, I'm like, well, that's great, because all the poor are small. I am a big.
Yeah. That's the trouble. If it's voluntary at all, that's a great way to get eaten by a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live out your fee-fi-fo fantasy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give it to people who are into vore. Yeah. Get eaten for real.
Yeah.
That's good. Perverts is a market you can't forget.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
sell to perverts. All right.
I don't think that's what Hank Pym had in mind.
Well, Hank Pym went inside his wife's pussy in the comic books,
that's
famously.
That's true. Yeah, very true. Very true. He went down there, boxed the clitoris like a boxing, like a what do you call it?
Boxing bag?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And this has been something that's been explored in both Ant-Man comic books and The Boys, Amazon Prime's original series, The Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Having someone little go inside your genitals doesn't seem like it would be good.
I'd just be so scared I'd kill him. I would just be so scared.
Like in Amazon Originals, The Boys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it's just to do with, like, you know, you're pressing certain parts and it's like pleasurable, right?
Yeah.
That's why when the guy goes into a penis, and he starts putting the inside. I mean, that's, I guess, why people sound, right?
Yeah.
But then, like,
because that feeling of like,
it must feel great.
I reckon just like when it comes to Ant-Man, going inside his wife's pussy, which he does in the comic book.
Yeah.
Probably just figure out how to be, like, I reckon it's easier to figure out how to be better at fucking normal than it is to figure out what's good when you climb inside your wife's pussy.
Well,
but what if she wants that? Well, if she wants, what if he wants that?
Well,
I guess. Look, I mean, this is akin to be like, hey, look, like I understand. Like. Yeah. I understand. That,
I get
look,
it.
Yes, I could fuck good, but you know what's be really great for me if you put your big toe in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I understand that means nothing. Mm. For like, you know,
but I'll be getting
but
off.
But I'll be getting
it.
Off, and that's great. Yeah. So with Hank Pym, he's like, well, let me be small and little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To live in a horrible, moist, wet, horrible.
But for them,
good, very good, hot, wet cave.
Yeah, and for like, and that might be Hank Pym's fantasy. That might be Janet's fantasy.
What I keep thinking, but see, my fear is that there's a lot of muscles going on down there.
He's
you
like
contract
tense
up. An orgasm. Mm. Hank Pym dead.
Well, he's still got this
easy body to hide.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because even if it's a situation where he needs to get big to
hold it.
Yeah.
No, well, I'm talking about, if he gets big, bad. I'm talking that he could, like, you know, put his hands out.
Yeah, that's true. He could probably protect himself whilst inside.
That's kind
true.
Kind of like, you know, like say for example, if the, you
internal
know.
Internal gape.
Yeah.
Like he's got a little.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the walls are coming in like the trash compactor in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just got to put himself, you know, he's an army
either side.
Or get littler.
It's so dangerous to go subatomic inside someone. Because you're passing through, you got to come big again in their, like, fucking butt cheek.
Also, when you're that little, like, the native or the natural flora and fauna.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, we happen to be like, because I think, you know, if you're getting little, you're getting into, like, say, my wife's pussy or my husband's penis.
Yeah.
And then I see, like, to me, like right now, it's microscopic. I can't see the flora and fauna.
Yeah.
I'm little. I'm seeing a fucking, you know, an oak tree there and a goddamn dog-sized mite or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you got pussy mites.
No. What a terrible way to find out your wife's got pussy mites.
We all got like mites.
Get little and then get big. You got pussy mites.
Yeah,
you got pussy mites. I got to go have a shower.
Yeah, yeah. But like there's like mites everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's
like,
covered
everyone,
in mites.
Everyone, like in the inside of your eye or some shit. There's like heaps of little fuckers running around.
Yeah. Speaking of...
If you're listening to this episode, you are covered.
Covered
in bugs.
Yeah.
There is nothing you can do
you're
about it.
No matter how much
insects.
You scratch that skin.
You'll never get bugs out.
People say that like feeling like you've got stuff under your skin when you smoke methamphetamines is just like a side effect. No, it's you're seeing the truth.
It's true.
They're everywhere. Yeah, everyone's a little bit itchy right now.
Yeah.
Cool, because
I'm
big time itchy. I'm
feeling them. You're feeling them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Could you use pim particles for surgery?
Go on.
So, say a brain's fucked up, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like there's a tumor in there, too hard to get to.
You small in it.
You small a doctor.
Yeah.
Put the doctor in the brain.
All right. Okay,
you've killed the patient.
Okay, we're basically magic school busing a doctor. That's great.
The doctor goes in there and he can properly get the tumor out. He can get every little bit.
I don't think doctors are like trained to operate on
a
tumor.
We
got to
train new doctors. Yeah, we got to train a brand new team of fucking.
Wouldn't it be easier if we could kind of narrow focus the PIM particle to shrink
the tumor?
Well, yeah.
But it still involves, I guess, cutting up open the skull.
Well, exactly. This way is such...
You go into the sinus.
Yeah, you don't even need to make any incisions on the skull. You're going through the sinus.
How are they going to remove the tumor?
Well, he's got a bunch of tools.
Yeah. No, but is it, okay, so
like
the tumor's
a little
removed
tiny
from...
buzz.
The tumor's removed for the brain. Yeah. Now what?
So
you've got a little doctor inside someone's head holding.
Surely.
He climbs back out.
Okay.
Holding the tumor.
He's got a bit of the tumor. He's got to do a bit at a time. Comes out of the nose, gives it to a nurse. The nurse takes it. He goes back in.
Surely. You
Maybe
give...
they do like a production line coming out.
So now my head is full of ants.
I've got ants on my brain.
Yeah. This is good.
No man left behind. So you're not.
Surely.
At this, with a guy.
If you're doing with that.
Yeah.
You send a guy in. With a little, like a little buzzer thing that he can kind of cut around quite perfectly,
yeah,
where the tumor sort of like ends. Why don't you then give him a PIM particle, small in that
tumor, puts it in his pocket or whatever,
puts in his pocket,
walks out,
chucks in his mouth, chews like a mint.
Yeah,
gross.
Yuck.
Yeah,
this is a bad doctor.
Tumors are gross.
Don't chew a tumor.
They're full little teeth and hair.
Comes out, spits it out. Everyone's like, "You are so rancid as a doctor."
But I get results. Yeah,
damn, you're good. Damn, you're good. But there you go. It's a great way of using PIM particles.
That is a good way of using PIM particles. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. The medical field would be good. Yeah.
And this is a dangerous way to think.
Yeah.
If a tumor is, say, X big,
yeah,
and then you shrink it, isn't the tumor latched on, like, as in consuming part of the brain?
Well, that's how if you go in there and you're using sort of like a...
You get like a scalpel of some kind to cut it out with a sword sort of thing.
You can like a little...
So I'm not shooting the tumor with the PIM particles.
No. You don't want to accidentally shrink a person's brain. Although nothing bad would happen because the brain retains...
Lots of bad things. Here's what would happen. Step one, the person dies.
Yeah, because you treat their brain... But then it'd go like where their sort of brainstem connects to the bit where you're not shrinking.
Yeah, that's true.
Surely it would stretch and snap.
Yeah, that's a good point. Then you've got a free floating tiny brain in your head.
No, maybe it wouldn't snap. Maybe it'd just be.
Because everything retains all of its properties.
But where does it begin and end? Because like you say, for example, shrink the brain, right? Brain gets like shrunk, and I'm assuming it would have to go towards the brainstem.
Yeah.
So your eyes would get sucked in.
The brain shrinks because the doctor fucks up. Everybody looking at the patient just sees the doctor and the eye socket. Oh no.
Everything just gets sucked in. Face goes in.
Like you've eaten a big sour candy.
Yeah.
What's he doing in there?
Oh no, he's missed.
He was a fucking centimeter off when this happened.
So I guess that's a danger, but it might be more safe than usual traditional means.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, because you go with the medical like route, that's good for saving lives. What if we go with the medical cosmetic route?
Oh, okay.
So for example, there is a certain type of man who is like, I'm a piece of shit because I'm not 6 foot.
Oh!
I'm a piece of shit and everyone hates me, not because of my personality.
Yeah, yeah.
And that I'm a very gross man with very terrible opinions.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because I'm not
quite tall enough.
I say I'm 5'11", but I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
Every single problem in my life can be sourced back to the fact that I'm just a foot too short.
Yeah.
A foot and a half too short.
3 feet
Three feet too short.
If I was some kind of giant man that towered above everyone, if I was 12, 13, 30 feet tall, I think everyone
then
would love me.
My life would be good. But hey, here's a question.
So,
if you PIM particled someone,
because
you can't PIM particle them
up,
you can only PIM particle them like a size bigger.
Yeah.
But would that do a weird Uncanny Valley thing where you'd be like, this guy is taller, but also just like...
Well, this guy's too big.
He's too big, but not too... tall or too wide, just like
he's
like
wrong.
A size category bigger than me, and it's freaking me out.
But I'm taller than him.
Yeah, but he is.
But he's wrong big.
Yeah. So, for example, if you are 5'11", and then
5'7",
and then you get like a little bit bigger.
Yeah,
and so then
5'10".
Yeah, now you're like 6'2".
Yeah.
5'11". But so you are now like just a little bit too big.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, the perfect height.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever that may or may not be.
6 foot, which is what I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Joel Dusha, perfect height, perfect man.
That's it. I've heard
right.
that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, because there is that scene where Scott Lang becomes a toddler and it looks fucked up.
Yeah. See, I think it's going to look fucked up if you're.
But it's only a little bit.
Yeah.
It's still the same proportions of a regular human.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But we never see. Yeah, he becomes a toddler and it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, we've got toddlers.
Yeah.
Where we don't have guys that are... Because we've got...
Because everything's in proportion, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. We've got So we've got tall guys.
Yeah.
But they're tall.
Because this is big.
This is big. So, like, it's like we don't have, because we've got smaller versions of guys.
Yeah.
Because you've got children, toddlers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Young adults.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we don't have, like, bigger.
Yeah.
We don't have bigger than fully grown adults.
Because I'm like, if you have, if you're five, let's say, if you were 5'11",
okay. Uh-huh.
And an actual 5'11".
Yeah.
And then we embiggen you so that you become 6 foot.
Yeah.
Right.
That, so that might be okay.
So then that means you've become an inch taller,
yeah.
but an inch wider.
Yeah.
You've become an inch bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's probably fine.
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you're, say, 5 foot,
yeah.
and you become six foot, you become 6 foot taller,
yeah.
but 6 foot
So because you're taller now than a foot a wider? Big ver- Here's the fucked up thing. You're yeah. a big version of a 5 foot person.
Yeah.
You're not a 6 foot person, though you are 6 foot.
Well, yeah, it's like if you saw a 6 foot baby.
yeah, that's
or
what
like a 6 foot child. yeah. You'd be able to tell that it's a child. You'd be like, that's fucked up.
that's scary.
Yeah, it's a child though, but could you tell it's a
but
difference?
But it's the same thing.
But it's still a person.
I think it would. I don't think it would be so obvious, but you
one
would
inch should be fine, but I think when you start getting to like 3 or 4 inches, you're like,
because you're 6 foot, 5 foot man. You're not a 6 foot
yeah,
man.
But if you just you've
got the proportions of a 5 foot man. You just happen to be 6 foot.
Yeah, but you'd be. Would you be broader?
Yeah,
yeah, you'd be way broader.
You'd be broader. You'd be taller.
Well, that's what I mean. So it would kind of look all right.
No, I think.
But your legs would be thicker. Your arms would be thicker.
Yeah, so you'd be just like you're
you'd
big,
be stocky
you're
but
stocky
huge.
Man?
I think it would be the kind of thing where you wouldn't obviously be like something terrible has happened mm-hmm. to this person, but you would look at them and your ape brain would be like, run.
So you mean that now that I'm 6 foot and my problems are still there?
My problems are worse.
You got those weird problems.
It was never about my height. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Childbirth, you'd probably help because you could smallen the
baby.
Oh,
yeah. That's great.
No, make the pussy bigger.
okay. Hi, just the pussy?
yeah.
Whoa.
That's the same problem, but with the brain small.
Yeah. oh, no.
Yeah. So making the baby a little smaller.
Yeah. Well, like speaking of insecure, man, your wiener too little.
But then.
Wiener too big.
Aren't we getting the same problem?
Yep.
Where it becomes long and wide.
Yeah, who cares?
Don't look at it, but it's awesome. It's
I'm not doing it to me.
You know what? Good point.
I'm just like putting it available. Yeah. If people want it, they can have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the people that like inject themselves with like giant and they make things all real like wobbly and fucking.
Or anyone who uses a penis pump. Those things don't work. They just make your dick inflamed. It's basically the same principle.
Yeah.
And they can't come back and sue me.
Okay.
Or maybe they can.
oh, no.
Fuck.
oh, shit.
Well, no, because it could be reverse. Unless you get they engorge it so much it, like, falls off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's that.
Oh,
is a risk.
Yeah. I guess it wouldn't really matter because blood flow would. You'd feel different. If your dick, suddenly gained a couple of inches, like, suddenly.
You would feel.
You would feel. You like, would your
feel
whole
it.
Body would feel wrong because blood flow would change.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, the bit where it joins.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that would be still quite thin.
That would be in like the regular size of your regular penis. Yeah.
Oh, you'd have like a sick dick where it goes narrower than big.
Yeah. Kind of like your dick swallows something.
Yeah.
Like a snake with a rabbit in it.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
But that would have to be like the tip of the penis was the tail of the snake.
Like the snake's biting just above your balls and just falling around.
You've kind of butt plugged your own penis. It's flared.
Maybe that's how we market it.
So, yeah.
Butt plug your own penis.
Yeah.
There you go.
By which we mean shoot it with pimp particles.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
We got some good options here with the pimp particles.
Okay.
What about this is a real basic one, but just like make people huge for construction. Like, is it easier to build a building if you're like 8 foot tall?
I reckon it would be.
Yeah, surely.
Because then you're stronger, so you can pick things up.
No longer need trucks.
Well, you would need trucks, but
replacing a 6 foot guy with an 8 foot guy does not make trucks extinct.
But if you say, for example, a cement mixer on a truck, right? Yeah. As opposed for then like it being poured into, say, like, you know, a wheelbarrow or it being poured into something you got to transport, you just pick up the truck and you pour it.
Oh, there you go.
That's bigger than 8 foot guy.
Much
though.
Bigger.
Much
than
bigger.
An
but that's
guy.
That's okay. That's okay. Oh, what about
they do get sleepier.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Amy gets tired.
He is so sleepy. So you get more done quicker. Oh, yeah, but
you're expending different energy.
Yeah, so the shifts, I guess, would be shorter.
Yeah, but as long as you're getting the same amount of work done.
Yeah.
Well, for a guy to lift a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for a human being to pick up a truck, that'd have to be...
pretty strong.
Well, at least 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
Yeah.
So, like, that, yeah. So, they get into what Ant-Man becomes. How long did Ant-Man have was when he was real big?
He's not very big for very long.
No, he can't hack it for too long. Mm. Well, you can recreate King Kong.
That
are we
is also
making types? No. If you make a
if you turn an ape big, you're recreating King Kong exactly. Exactly the same thing happens.
You've actually gone from recreating King Kong to doing King Kong. That's what's happened there if you make an ape big.
Did we learn nothing from King Kong, the fiction? Did we need King Kong the real to happen?
Very great to look, Hank, I understand you're old, yeah?
Yeah.
You watched King Kong.
You like King Kong, right?
It was seminal piece of cinema. Yeah, what if we got an ape?
Yeah, we did a King Kong.
And a boom.
I like your quote there, Dusha, as like, instead of 'twas beauty killed the beast, staring at the dead ape in the middle of the street. We had a King Kong in fiction and we had to do a King Kong in real. Tear rolls down your eye.
Did we learn nothing? Okay, so yes, okay. We could do that.
Because I was like a King Kong with a guy. Mm-hmm. Because it'll still, he'll get tired up there.
And also, Jackson, we have, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we have recreated King Kong.
Yeah.
We call them movies.
Yeah, right. I guess. What about sports, if we made people bigger or smaller?
Big football.
Yeah, is that good is a good question. What's the difference?
Is that good?
If it's televised, does it make a difference?
I guess the regular game of, say, football, you would then, I guess, have a smaller field. But could you not also just recreate this with a smaller field?
What about for war? Make a big tank?
Well, that's actually, this is Yellow Jacket wants it for,
Make the opposition smaller.
Yeah, that's true.
Step on them.
No, but if you... because they still retain how strong they are. Because my first thought, obviously, is shrink my enemy, eat them.
Yeah.
But then they just punch their way out of my throat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that doesn't work.
But would that be awesome?
Yeah.
Dying as a guy punches his way through your
throat?
I guess
it'd be good for war, in a sense, if you had that. You kind of went small and then fucked up the opposition.
Yes, very true. Mm. Or steal the White House.
What are you going to do with the White House?
Throw it in the sea.
Ransom it off.
I'll figure something out.
Want your White House back? Give me $1.
Yeah.
$1.
Sneaky dollar.
I like that Hank has been like, we need to market the pimp articles. All right.
Crime?
Steal the White House.
You could steal a lot of monuments.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
You could, what monument is safe? And then if the cops come, I just go tiny, slip into a drain.
Yeah. Make them tiny. Good luck, idiots.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a better idea.
Because, yes, while they could, punch our way out of my throat, I have to swallow the cops first. I'm not going to do that. And if they're tiny, how are they going to get to me quick?
Yeah.
That's true. Although Ant-Man seems fast.
Steal Buckingham Palace, step one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Step two, go into the drains.
Uh-huh.
Step three, make Buckingham Palace big.
Mm-hmm. In the drain?
Yeah. Step four...
Drain Kingdom.
Go home.
Where? To Buckingham Palace or your house?
To my house.
So you've made Buckingham Palace big but underground.
Yeah, well, it would kind of destroy it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
He's not wrong.
Why'd you take it to the drain to do that?
Well, because
then he's just then more
no one can find it.
But no one can it big, find though. It. When it bursts out of the ground.
Well, the damage is done.
Take it to the sea.
Okay, well, that was my plan, when we were at war. Take it to the sea, drop it in the ocean. It retains its weight, so it just sinks to the bottom of the floor.
That's true.
The king drowns.
It doesn't retain its weight, though, because you can pick it up.
Yeah, if you can pick it up, it hasn't retained its weight.
But Hank Pym retains the force of his punches.
Huh.
Because you're right, they can move the whole laboratory like it's nothing, but Hank Pym can punch someone stronger than he could when he was just a guy. How does it work? How does Hank Pym particles work?
Hank, we would love to sell these.
Yeah.
We just have one basic question.
Yeah.
How come
any of this?
What it do?
What it do, dude?
It's like, make thing big, make thing small. I get that. But if it makes small, heavy or light?
Yeah. Why when make big, tired, but mm-hmm. when make small, not very awake?
Surely if he makes him smaller, then I guess he could run for days.
Yeah, right?
Well, expending the energy, yeah.
Because you're expending a little energy.
Yeah.
But then you're punching so good.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah?
Pim particles, easiest way to use it, and something I'm shocked you have not thought of. Put it in survival packs for those cunts that go into the wilderness. And then if something goes wrong, they can get small. Mm. Alternatively, if their rations start running out, they can get small. Get small, survive.
That's true. Well, that was kind of my steak idea. That was the beginning of that. Make a steak tiny, give it to somebody going on like a massive camping trip.
Yeah, so I think you got really, for us to make the most money out of this, we basically market and sell it for two different sort of sectors.
Yeah.
One is the survival military kind of route where we're like, look, we're going somewhere. It's going to be hard to fly in and fly out.
Yeah.
Food and that kind of stuff. So make it small and that's easy to transport and that's great.
Yeah.
And the second group that we sell to is the perverts.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they've got their cash.
Absolutely.
That we need to fund whatever schemes that we have.
And these are fantasies that are impossible to replicate. Yeah. In the real world.
I'm going
to
make my fleshlight really big and climb in it.
Exactly.
It's going to be my house from now on.
Yeah, that's where I live now.
Going to put a little doorknob on one of the labial flaps.
No one can press it.
Doorknob? Doorbell. Doorbell.
Yeah, so I think it really would work for the perverts out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, if you give a pervert
anything.
You're like, hey, pervert.
Here's
have a
this.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll find
somewhere.
People are going to be walking around with huge assholes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's going to be grotesque.
How many little butt plugs can I fit inside me at once?
That's a heap.
It's going to be a lot of deaths. So many deaths.
That horrible anime porn style of just like really engorged
people.
That'll be real now.
That'll be real now. And then, I mean, we have done our job.
Yeah.
We've got our $15 between us. Hank Pym's suffering the lawsuits of families being like, my husband would never have engorged his anus.
All we have to do is either get the people to sign a waiver, put in our TNCs.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, we take no responsibilities of engorged or enlittled anus.
Yeah.
Making my arsehole tiny so I do little thin shits. That's the plan. My farts sound like a mosquito now because I made my arsehole so little and wee.
That's awesome.
This is for me. Can I do it to my mouth as well?
Why'd you do this?
It's funny. Little boys.
I could little mouth.
Little mouth.
I think realistically that's what happens. Hank Pym gives us like a Pym gun or whatever. And he's like, I'll come back in like a week to see what you've got. And he comes back and we've made our assholes and mouths really little. Have you figured out anything?
No, we've been pretty distracted. Hold up our hands. Three fingers are small. One is real big.
We've been giving each other big thumbs up. Just on the whiteboard, it just has big thumbs up with a bunch of question marks next to it.
Big tick.
It's the best idea. Big thumbs up for that one. Doesn't it look good? It seems more positive than a regular sized thumbs up.
Sorry.
Did you just fart, sir? Did you also make your assholes really little?
Yes.
Correct.
It's easier to dispose of little cigarette sheets.
What?
I shit the shape and size of a cigarette.
Yeah, but you didn't before the tiny asshole.
Now the pressure buildup is real hard.
Comes out of us like a shotgun.
I didn't suppose.
Why haven't you changed it back? This isn't good. We're scared of making our assholes too big. You understand.
He's like,
okay, fair enough.
I had the same problem back in 63.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting our money, if I'm honest with you boys.
Oh, damn, you make our mouths big again?
No.
Takes his Pim gun and leaves.
Ooh, we got to feed each other little grapes from now on. It's the only food we can eat.
Big thumbs down.
Giving each other a huge thumbs down. Yeah. I think we nailed it. He just couldn't see our genius. Yeah. I reckon.
Big thumbs up. It's the way of the future.
Up. That's what you use Pim particles for. It's an advanced thumbs up.
Yeah. Big thumbs up. It's more positive.
That's a good campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have in the ad, someone gives a regular thumbs up. Everyone throws up because it, you know.
Everyone's like, what's that? Is he flipping me off?
Yeah.
What is he doing with his minuscule tiny thumb? He's probably got a small penis as well.
Yeah. Then somebody comes along. Big thumbs
up.
Oh, my God.
I did good today.
Yeah.
I feel so powerful.
I feel positive.
Yeah.
I feel almost enlightened. I feel like I have done a very good job. And then you go and push over the guy with the small thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this an ad we're doing after we didn't get the contract?
Yeah, we're trying to reclaim losses.
Hank Pym's like, they can't. What are they saying?
Yeah, this is they're advertising their own big thumbs.
This is the presentation we show Hank. He just gets up.
Aww. I guess if we were the only guys with big thumbs, then we
pay us to come give you big thumbs up.
Yeah. Do you need someone to really, positively enforce someone? Well, we're the guys with the big thumbs.
Plumbing the Death Star presents Big Thumbs Up. it's more positive.
And then we turn up and they're like, why are your mouths so dirty?
Never noticed. That's normal.
Yeah, so hire us for ball games, children's party,
whatever you need.
Nights,
bucks.
When you're making a if you're making a speech, you look to the side. Oh,
any
three
big thumbs up. 21st weddings, we'll be there.
Where are you guys?
Thumbing you up.
We'll thumb you up.
We'll thumb you up.
Yeah.
We'll thumb you up. Do you think that needs like a
no? I think that's perfect out the gate.
We're the boys who will thumb you up.
Yeah. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah.
We're the boys that'll thumb you up.
I mean, what can you say about it? We're the boys that'll thumb you up.
Thumb you up.
We're going to thumb you up.
Thumb you up.
Goodbye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.